Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by SuperValu Insurance, looking out for you and yours with our new life and mortgage protection insurance.
Well, look, great news for Onthangan over the past few days as the iconic Phoenix Cinema is to be saved. Actor Cillian Murphy and his wife, artist Yvonne McGuinness, who are regular visitors to the town, have decided to buy the premises and redevelop it. Well, Tor Cotton is the chairperson of Unad Phoenix CLG, a limited company that was set up around 2 years ago to try to save the cinema. And Tor joins me now from Kirkaguina. Good morning, Tor. Thanks for chatting to me.
Good morning, Miriam. How are you?
Great news. Look, it was such an institution in Dingle. It was run for years by the O'Sullivan family. Tell me a bit about its history.
Well, the Phoenix has its name because it actually burnt down twice. It used to be a dance hall and ballroom. It's very tender to the hearts of the people of the Dingle Peninsula because many people's parents met there. Wow. And but for the Phoenix, some people feel like they mightn't exist today. So it's been a cinema in more recent years, wonderfully run by the O'Sullivans and their late father, Michael Francis, who was passionate about cinema. And, you know, we're really grateful to them. We're as grateful to them as we are to Yvonne and Cillian for purchasing it and saving its future.
And why did it close, Tor? I know you went to Dingle yourself to make a documentary in Fungi and you never left. Why did it close? And was there a hope it might reopen?
Well, I guess the O'Sullivans are best placed to answer that. First thing being COVID. Second thing being over the years, they diversified in ways like they opened a video shop on this rental business on the side of the cinema. That became a DVD rental business. And then I suppose with live streaming, you know, it's become harder and harder to run an independent single screen cinema. And another very big reason is the policy around films being rented out to cinemas is based from the distributors on multi-screen cinemas. So it's very, very, very difficult in a small town with a small population like this to run a blockbuster, say, that you have to run for maybe 2 weeks when you only have one screen. But so look, that didn't help. And COVID, of course.
But look, tell me about all you guys, the group that formed to try to save the Phoenix. I mean, I love Onthangan and I'm there all the time and I came across you there. But what was the plan, Tor? I mean, were you hoping to raise awareness, to find a buyer? What was your plan?
Well, initially, what happened was a bunch of concerned people came together. So, for example, people who'd been involved in the film festival or, I don't know, other events around town, people who love the cinema, people who are passionate about film. I mean, I personally run a short film competition, a Squealga, so obviously I had a vested interest in as well in the cinema. And from that, we formed a core committee, and our mandate really, as we perceived it from the local community, was simply to try and save the cinema in whatever form that meant. In the process of the work we did for the last 2.5 years, but in the earlier, maybe in the first year, it became apparent that what we really needed was investment. We needed lenders to purchase it so that once saved, we could fundraise. And then the other really big problem we had is the very inflated property prices. If you wanted to buy this cinema somewhere in the Midlands, the asking price would probably have been a third or a quarter of what could be asked for on the Dingle Peninsula.
Amazing. In the town. When did Yvonne and Cillian, I mean, they love their regular visitors down to Onthangan. When did you hear that, in fact, they had bought it and saved it for the town?
Well, officially, we heard, like everybody else, on Thursday. But the gossip mill was incredibly active prior to that. And also there was, you know, great excitement and hope. And there were other people like the Sacred Heart University that has invested significantly on the you know, in the town. You know, there was rumours that they had bought it as well. So, you know, the gossip mill was busy, but Thursday at 2 o'clock was where the final news hit the desk as absolute and concrete. It was saved. It had been bought. And, you know, that was, I think, met with great delight by the community. And I think the response on social media kind of shows that.
Absolutely. What were your own three words? Remind me of what you put on Instagram.
Oh, I put sold. What did I put? I put
sold, saved.
Sold, saved, Sosta.
Yeah, it was great.
So I had a little bit of Goelin in there as well.
Do you know, I was amazed, Tor, that, you know, obviously it's known for other voices on Dangan and the church there is brilliant, but you say there's no arts venue in Dingle. I mean, there's probably some out west maybe along there, but there's no actual arts venue in Dingle.
Yeah, there's no auditorium. So we've got the wonderful St. James's Church to a degree, and there just isn't a bespoke auditorium. And the excitement for us with the cinema is that because it was a dance hall, behind the existing cinema screen, there is an old stage. So we had aspired to, you know, renovating the stage, one of the things I'd love to say is that the board of Honoured Phoenix, we've all been very much in agreement that we will give whatever help we can to the Murphys, any information that we have gleaned along the way, because we'd love them to know also what the local aspirations are for it as a space.
Because what's great is it looks like it could be many things. It can be used for the arts. I mean, Yvonne herself is obviously so artistic. Killian, it seems it has amazing potential for the town.
I think there's double potential. And I know that they are aware of this. There's a greenfield site immediately adjacent to the cinema, which has as big, if not a bigger, footprint than the cinema itself. So there's huge potential for developing some kind of arts facility. So we're really hoping that government bodies and the Arts Council and what have you will get behind them and get involved, because Dingle has been promised an art centre for decades. And it just has never happened.
So it's fantastic news. Actually, one of our listeners, Paul in Rathfarnham, says, "Morning, Miriam. Absolutely delighted that Killian and Yvonne have bought the beautiful Phoenix Cinema in Dingle, an area with such a rich cinematic history. Best news of the week. Tell Killian and Yvonne I'll happily loan them my original Ryan's Daughter poster for their foyer." So people are already getting excited.
Absolutely. And I think everybody locally is very excited for the potential. And, you know, there are so many areas. There's Animation Dingle, there's other voices, the Dingle Film Festival, Dingle Lit, the Food Festival. There are so many events that will benefit from their fantastic, you know, practical and philanthropic gesture. You know, it's great news.
Absolutely. And well done to you, Tor, and all the people who worked with you to save it. It's a great day and it'll be wonderful for Ndangan. And everyone who loves the place is thrilled. So well done, Tor, and thanks for chatting to me this morning.
You're welcome. Thanks a lot, Miriam.